It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by SearchWP. Improve WordPress search by visiting searchwp.com. You know the drill. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. We have a quick rundown this week. Let's do the woo. Hey, Bob. WooCommerce has invested in one-click checkout platform PeachPay. According to PeachPay's PR post, cart abandonment is a significant problem for e-commerce business. In 2021, the global average rate has risen from previous years to 78.65%. PeachPay aims to significantly reduce this by providing shoppers with a frictionless one-click checkout experience. Robert Jacoby covered the investment. And I quote, "So if we do a little math, the investment for PeachPay is no more than $450,000, assuming the 30% filled of $1.5 million includes the recent investment." View his link in the show notes to read through his interview with David Maniar, co-founder and chief growth officer at PeachPay. Other Woo news, Automattic purchased Woo.com for an undisclosed sum of money. Yoast has reshaped their diversity fund project in the wake of COVID and the challenges of travel, stating, "We want to keep our diversity fund alive and we want to keep helping people in the WordPress community. That's why our diversity fund will now be used to sponsor people that work on a project that benefits WordPress. This can range from teaching a group of people anywhere in the world how to use WordPress to writing patches for core." Speaking of travel, will we see in-person WordCamps in 2021? An open discussion on a path forward, asked Justin Tadlock of The Tavern. One Tavern commenter states, "I don't see why this is so complicated. If large indoor gatherings are legal in the host country, then WordCamps should go ahead with no extra restrictions beyond those prescribed by local law. People can decide to attend or not." Matt Mullenweg replies, "This is a good way to approach it." Fluent CRM wins Torque Mag's Plugged Madness 2021. Congrats, Fluent CRM, but I still can't wrap my head around putting my CRM into my CMS. I stumbled across WP Stackable, which is setting its sights on launching a new version 3 for Gutenberg soon, which looks like a competent suite of Gutenberg blocks. Finally, WordFest Live call for speakers is now open. The Festival of WordPress kicks off July 21st, 2021. This week on the Matt Report, I ran a Play It Forward episode highlighting three other podcasts in our space: WP Coffee Talk, Women in WordPress, and Hallway Chats. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter at thewpminute.com.